Well, you know, we just got back, obviously, coming off of a bye week, and this would be in our first practice today in preparation and getting ready for Atlanta. I was very happy with the players coming back, their enthusiasm running around. Everybody practiced today, so we're at full strength from that standpoint. We don't expect anyone not to be available for us, which is a good sign. And, you know, we're looking forward to going up to Toronto and playing. It's a great city, great place. We've got to learn to win. You know, we got to learn to win at home in Buffalo. We got to learn to win in Toronto. We got to learn to win on the road. I think those are the most important things. And that's what we're doing. We're getting ready to go play. We're excited about it.
How close is this to how you expect to start the season with a team that's rested and completely healthy?
I struggle, be honest with you, a little bit when I go back and I look, like, you know, during the week this week when I go back and look, you know, about the injuries that we had and everything. But, you really can't look back. You got to look forward. So I'm happy and excited right now that everyone's back.
The atmosphere in Toronto, I think if you talk to maybe some of the players who've played up there, they would say, and they have said, that it's not the same as a home game here. What are your expectations for the atmosphere in going up there, and just what do you expect, you know, maybe from the crowd and the whole experience of playing up there?
Yeah, well, I think in order to create that advantage for you, you know, you have to go up there and play well. And I think at a point right now, I think that we do have some fans in Toronto. And I think that if we play well up there, we'll create more fans. And I think that'll be important to the future of the organization. So I think that we can, over a period of time, with success, really create that type of advantage for us over there.
Seeing is that it tends to lean toward more of a neutral site type of an atmosphere than it is a true home field advantage for you, at least it has in years past. Do you feel that's a disadvantage at all for your team going up there?
No, I think it's a great opportunity. I really do. I think it's a good opportunity. I haven't been up there yet, to play a game. You know, obviously I've been up there to look around. I think it's a great venue. I look at it as a great opportunity for us to go up there and people see the style of football that we play. And I think you have to play well. I think that's important. I think if you go up there and you don't play well, I don't think you can ever make that turn, you know what I'm saying, to where it's a truly a home field advantage. I think if you do, I think you can create a great atmosphere up in Toronto, and I think those fans will eventually come down to here and you create a better atmosphere right here. And collectively, that's what we're trying to do, build that regionalization and, be more regional, and I think that's what the goal is of the organization.
I know it's going back a ways now, but when you interviewed for the job, was the topic of the Toronto game ever a discussion at all during the interview process?
Mm-mm. No.
Coach, Stevie and Robert's first day back, how did they look, and perhaps might they be limited at all going into this upcoming contest?
Well, I asked Bud. I said, hey, today we don't have to give an injury report up until what day? Yeah, and I was like, hey, listen, I'm just going to tell those guys how they are. So, Bud said, hey, you know what, we listed them as limited, but they truly weren't limited. Does that make sense? I mean, they really did everything. So I was happy with those two guys, the way they came out. And I think a lot of you guys saw, routes versus air and things like that, and they look good there. They look fresh.
Ronnie Wingo, was there a roster move made with him?
No, there wasn't a roster move. There was a mechanical flight issue, all right, where he missed a flight. And I blame Fred and CJ, they're a young guy and can't wait till the last minute, and you got to do your due diligence and preparation and make sure you get here. So he'll be fine.
Can you help a look at the scores from yesterday as they unfolded and you notice how close you are? I mean, a lot of things fell in your favor yesterday. Does that raise the excitement level a little?
I think the excitement for us is to go out and play a game. I think that, we're coming off a game where, we did some things well. I think that there's some things that we need to improve upon. And I think that, we're excited with the direction that we're headed and how good of a team we can be. And I think that, we got to keep pushing and keep our focus truly on Atlanta. And that's really what our focus is now. They're probably disappointed in what their record is. But they have some quality players on that team. And, Mike Smith and his staff and that organization, they have a great deal of pride. They're going to be ready to play now. And, our guys got to be ready for that challenge.
How much of a scoreboard watcher are you?
Meaning like scores from around the league and stuff?
Maybe not, obviously not during a game, but as you're monitoring things, especially my bye week yesterday.
I tend to look at, like, people that I know that I'm I like to think as my friends, you know. In this business, it's tough. You know, you have very few friends and a lot of acquaintances. So I tend to look at where they are a little bit more and how they're doing and tend to sit back. And I don't know if this is the right way or wrong way, but, you know, personally what will happen is, you know, I'll watch something, you know, see a game, and I'll be thinking, gosh, I know what they feel. I know what they're going through. And I think, you know, there's a pain inside, you know, when, you know, you got to call that third down play. And I think it's, you know, you have an appreciation, you know, from a different aspect, not as a fan aspect, but as a person that's in the profession. So I would answer that question is I really don't go around popping around all the scores. The very few friends I have, I just kind of watch, you know, look at their scores, you know, during the bye week.
Coach, how optimistic are you about Jonathan Meeks getting a shot at getting back on the roster in a couple of weeks' time?
Well, we'll see where he goes. Jonathan's back, and he's on the reserve list, I believe, for about 2 more weeks, you know, before we can do anything with him. So I think it's a little early to go ahead and say, you know, what we're going to do. So we're just going to see. We're excited that we got him back now. Obviously, he was a good young player, did some good things for us, and we're going to see how he develops, and then we'll make a decision when that time comes, and that'll be, obviously a decision that I'll talk to, you know, Doug Whaley about, and we'll do what's best for our roster.
Coach, how do you think Stevie's missed a couple of games this season, which is unusual for him? His numbers maybe are a little bit down from where they have been in years past. How do you think he's doing, both physically, I know you said he's back now, but mentally as well, with maybe some of the frustrations that he's gone through with the offense?
Yeah, and, it is frustrations, but I think, you know, I've had a long talk with Stevie, about the challenges, you know, coming in, you know, playing with a young quarterback, and then obviously the injuries and the different quarterbacks. And, you know, when EJ was healthy, Stevie wasn't. When Stevie was healthy, EJ wasn't. And then you play with different quarterbacks, so it's very difficult. And I told Stevie, and I'm going to be honest with everyone, I said, you know, people are going to look at the end of the day and come to you and say, you know, hey, this is down, this is down, this is down. And they're really not going to look at the whole situation, you know. But he's a productive player, one that, you know, when you keep practicing together, you're just going to see his numbers go higher and higher.
Coach, you said you don't scoreboard watch much, but how much did you know yesterday that the wild card field kind of came back to you a little bit?
Well, I think you got to be careful at this time of year. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about that, and I think it really pulls away from the core of what you want to get accomplished. And I think you can find yourself talking about that more and losing sight of the fact that, you know, you're playing a good Atlanta Falcon team coming up that, again, like I said before, has a lot of pride. So, you know, I addressed it with the players. I said, you know, don't let people pull you out and talk to you about all this other talk. You know, the most important thing is let's just win a game. That's where all our focus should be.
Coach, now that you have your full complement of receivers, still with his breakout game, do you feel like you need to get Marquise Goodwin on the field more than what you have?
I tell you, you know, it was exciting for all three of those players last week. You know, Marquise and, obviously, you know, TJ and Chris Hogan. You know, I mean, I think, you know, those guys showed a lot. I talked to Ike today. I said, hey, you know, we can roll those guys in now. You know, just keep rolling them in. You know, any one of those guys can make a play, and they've proven that they can make a play. I think we got to look at, you know, what we want to do. And, again, I still think there's some growing going on between everyone, coaches, players, of what they do well and how they go. So, again, I think, you know, he's someone that can get run behind the defense. I think people can play off him. But I think we'll be challenged this week. I think the one thing, when you look at Atlanta, you know, Trufant's back there. He's been playing extremely well for them, a rookie. So we'll have some challenges in trying to get our guys open.
What's your analysis through 11 games on your kick return, unnamed kick return?
I wish we had more opportunities. Really, at the end of the day, I think when you look back, and it's funny with special teams, you say, oh, you know, if we would have had this block, if we would have had that block, you know, it's a lot of that goes on. You know, I hate that, you know, when you start talking about that, even though it's the truth, but I would like to get more opportunities. I think if we can get more opportunities, I think the players that we have back there are explosive. I think that we have, we've done a good job with playing a lot of players, whether it's Evan Rodriguez or Ty Powell or Chris Hogan, you know, moving a lot of guys in that special teams area. You know, we got hurt a little bit earlier in the season with some injuries to some guys that were key special teams players. Then when we had some injuries, some of those guys that we thought were going to be key special team players wound up being starters. So really, we're really just settling into that core, and I think that's important. I talked to Coach Crossman about it. I talked to Doug Whaley about it quite a bit, of creating that core. We feel we have those players on the team, and the healthier that we get, then the more of that role they can take over.
What do you mean by opportunity? Because I'm guessing you don't just mean,
I mean, you know,
by actually fielding the kick and returning it.
Yes.
You mean something in addition to it.
No, I mean actually, you know, we're low on the opportunities when you look at it. You know, people have been not giving us the opportunity to return the ball. You know, people have been kicking it out of the end zone and deep. And I think the punts, you know, they're directional kicking on us, not really trying to change the field and giving us a lot of hang time and pin us in the corner. So I think, you know, strategically, I think when we're playing teams, they understand that we have two guys back there that can do some things well. And then we just got to keep finding a way to create those opportunities where we can get, you know, the ball run.
Do you think that kickoff returns are being, to what extent do you think they're being eased out of the game?
I don't know. There's a lot of talk about that. I think, you know, where the ball is now, there's a lot of those kickers can put it out of the end zone. So therefore, obviously, the opportunities are down. I think you got to be smart. I think that, you know, it's something to bring up, you know, when you sit in those competition rules, competition meetings, you know, it's something that people will talk about that. But again, I think those discussions are ongoing. I'm not really sure because my focus is on the team and winning. So I'm really not sure where exactly they're going with that.
Coach, since Colin was released, how would you assess Doug's job and how he's taking over the line?
Yeah, I think, you know, Doug is, you know, had some, you know, little bit of inconsistency early on. I still think he was bothered, you know, by his knee. You can see him hobbling out there at times early on. I have a lot of respect for him to go out there and play. And I think that sometimes we've gotten some consistent play out of him. So I think it's the same thing. I think it's a development process. You know, just keep working him, getting better and better each week. And it's not a secret, you know, we're bringing in some young guys and working them out and rotating that part of the roster and trying to, you know, get bigger overall through our whole offensive front.
Doug, you tweaked the schedule a little bit this week, going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and giving them Thanksgiving off. Just maybe why did you decide to do that?
I think you can get better work done that way. I think they can be more focused. I think that, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, everyone's a little bit worried. Hey, what time are you getting home? What time are we going to eat? What are we going to do? Hey, pick this up before you go. You know, all those kind of things that go on. You know, we can get a lot of work done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, give the players off on a Thursday, and then let's go to work. I think it's a lot easier to do that coming off a bye than it is if you're coming off a structured week the week before.
But you finally got to beat the team that has the extra week of preparation as opposed to beating the team that always had to play against the team. How much is that helping you guys out?
Well, I think it, you know, a lot of it depends how you play, but I'm a firm believer those extra days of being able to rest, you know, and get guys back. You can see we're, you know, fresher legs, people running around. We don't have the true bye week, you know, obviously Atlanta played on Thursday, so they have the extra days. And I've always been more of resting than I am as far as the extra practices. So I think it helps in that way for sure.